T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Oil producers in Texas say 2019 was a banner year for them, but they're worried global politics could get in their way this year. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
The Texas Oil and Gas Association says production in the state generated $16 billion in royalties and tax revenue last year.
We saw record-breaking production and our nation become a net oil exporter.
But President Todd Staples says the price of crude oil could drop in 2020 as a result of rising inventories.
We also know growth is not guaranteed. We know that 2020 may be more difficult than recent years.
He says consistent policies, expanded ports, and more pipeline infrastructure could make production in West Texas more resilient to a drop in prices. But he says the trade war with China could hurt producers because the U.S. has become a net exporter. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Arlington residents can now add CityBot to their contacts list.
Arlington is testing out a new pilot program that allows people to text the city using artificial intelligence. It's called CityBot.
It allows residents to interact with their city.
Jay Warren works for the city of Arlington. He says CityBot allows people to report problems like stray animals and potholes. People can also ask CityBot questions, and the bot will answer them. Or if it can't, it'll connect them with someone who can. Warren says Arlington is the second city in Texas to implement the program.
We'll see how it works over the next year, and hopefully it's successful and we can make it a permanent feature for our residents.
Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Governor Abbott now reaching out to the feds for help, rebuilding parts of Dallas that were damaged by the October tornado. KRLD's LP Phillips with the latest.
From debris removal to damage to public buildings that took a hit from the October 20th storm, Dallas County alone is estimated to have suffered $45 million in damages from the tornado. County Judge Clay Jenkins is hoping to get federal money, but he says it's been a fight because Texas does not have an insurance pool, and that has worked against the state.
Texas is deserving of the money and support any and all efforts to get our taxpayers back a portion of the money that we send to Washington every year to help others in this situation.
As late as Friday, Jenkins was meeting with FEMA over damages to 3 Dallas schools. The governor is asking the president to make a swift decision. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Governor Abbott and the Texas Economic Development Corporation are leaving today for a 10-day trip to Israel and Switzerland. Abbott's office says Texas exported almost $1 billion worth of merchandise to Israel in 2018 and imported $1.5 billion. Abbott will then head to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. The Texas Economic Development Corporation is paying for the trip, and the group's chief executive says the governor is engaging with business leaders around the world. It's helping to keep the state a global economic powerhouse. It's 11:06, and American Airlines is out with a new estimate about the return of the Boeing 737 MAX to its fleet. The airline says, based on recent guidance, it expects to have the plane back in service by June 4th. Now, the previous estimate was April 7th, so that means American will have to cancel about 140 flights per day between April the 6th and June 3rd. American points out they expect to gradually phase in the MAX for commercial service throughout the month of June. The MAX aircraft, of course, have been riddled in controversy after 2 deadly crashes overseas. The plane has been grounded, if you can believe this, since March 13th of last year. One of the former LSU players in the Superdome for last night's national championship win over Clemson was Odell Beckham Jr. And after the game, the NFL wideout was seen on video in plain sight handing what appeared to be wads of cash to a couple of the LSU players who had just won. Now, an LSU athletic official told the Advocate newspaper the money was not real. Still, it set the internet on fire. Afterward, OBJ ends up in the locker room saying he was going to sell Justin Jefferson's cleats.
I'm selling these cleats. $200,000. Look at him over here.
Look at him over here.
And then they pan the camera over, and who's in the corner but Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, who played for Ohio State, hanging out in the locker room. It's a confusing video.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.